This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. I welcome to the program a woman whose story I'm so excited to share with all of you. She is the CEO of Clean Remedies, but her story begins with a personal tragedy of a beloved family member who committed suicide after being on Big Pharma antidepressants. And it is such an important story. It is such an important story. And I want to just say publicly that Meredith Farrow, thank you for coming on. You are the founder and CEO of Clean Remedies. And thank you for being so brave with your story in public.
Thank you for having me, Frankie.
So let's begin the story. How did you get in the world of cannabis, CBD? And how did this whole thing unfold?
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been in the cannabis space for quite a few years now, on both the marijuana side and the hemp side. And our childhood best friend had been on antidepressants for 10 days and then took his life. And after that moment, my family and I, we were devastated. We were asking questions as to how this could have happened. This was so unlike him. Found out that he had started on antidepressants through his primary care doctor. No one had checked in with him. No one had asked if he was having suicidal thoughts. And he took his own life. We started doing research as to states that had legalized cannabis, how suicide rates had gone down. DUIs have gone down, different statistics. My husband and I decided to get into the cannabis industry to really give people a more natural alternative to Big Pharma. My personal story is that I had pretty severe postpartum depression with both of my children. I was put on antidepressants and benzos. When you're at the lowest point in your life, you just want to feel better. You don't ask your doctors, well, how hard is this going to be to get off of? Well, what are the side effects? So I was placed on both those medications, and it did help me. And then when I decided I wanted to get off of them, I couldn't. I couldn't get off of actually either one. When I was trying to reduce the antidepressant, I would have chirping in my ears. I would have trapped vision. I would get very bad headaches. Then when I tried to get off of my Ativan, I couldn't sleep. I would shake. I would have anxiety attacks. And that went on for 6 years that I could not get off of Ativan. And I would actually
go, oh my gosh.
I would go to the doctor asking for Ativan. You know, if I had a cold, I would ask that doctor for Ativan. If I needed to go to my OB, I would ask that doctor for Ativan. That's really how we our eyes got opened to what's going on in the United States with Big Pharma, and CBD is actually what helped me to get off of Ativan.
I'm loving this for a couple of reasons. One is, first of all, to publicly talk about this, because our country is so used to that one-pill mentality, Meredith. We are just given no choices, and people are desperate.
Right.
And they're not understanding the deleterious effects of these drugs. And as you said, they're not being told the addictive nature. And we just look at the opioid crisis in this country.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
As a perfect example. And I'm a little annoyed at the vaping industry right now, because to close down an entire industry over several deaths when there are 80 to 100,000 that are dying every single year from just the opioid crisis. Why are we not doing more about that?
I absolutely agree.
So I'm so thrilled that you're sharing and talking about this publicly, and that I think parents need to understand when their kids are being given medications. Adults need to understand that, you know, we just saw the country panic over antacid recalls, that they're carcinogenic. They have properties in them that, you know, make you more susceptible to cancer. Well, these purple pills and these medications were only meant to be for a short time. They weren't meant to be for years later.
Right.
And unfortunately, that's
people don't understand either.
Yes, exactly. No one is understanding that. So for you to come out publicly, and what was it that finally was able, what was the bridge that you were able to use to get the CBD, you saying?
The CBD. So I kept reducing my Ativan very, very, very slowly over many months. And during that time, I was introduced to the hemp plant. And I started incorporating that into my daily routine and nightly routine, and I was able to then reduce the Ativan much quicker and come off of it much quicker. And I now only use hemp-based products, and that does help me to sleep better. It helps with my anxiousness and whatnot. And so I was able to replace the Ativan with a more natural remedy.
Tell us how you started the company.
So about 2 years ago, maybe a little over 2 years ago, I was already in the marijuana space, and I decided that I also wanted to get into the hemp space because I think your soccer moms and your business men and women, they can't smoke a joint and go to work or drive their kids to soccer, but they can take hemp-based products and still function and not feel impaired or high. And so I felt that there was a much greater reach with hemp products. And we had best friends that we got into business with as well, and we decided to form Clean Remedies. We decided to come up with different products that would help people. We did not go after certain products that we knew would make us money, like gummies, like vaping, because we wanted to keep the line a very
clean,
conscious line. Yes, very
yeah.
clean.
And
so here we are about 2 years later, and we're helping, you know, thousands of people, and that's what our company is based on.
Oh, I love that. You use organic ingredients, and
all of our hemp is USDA certified organic. We feel that is very important. So when we started the company, the premise was that it has to be all certified organic ingredients or natural ingredients. No artificial colors, flavors, dyes, none of those nasty mm-hmm. ingredients, even in topicals. We wanted everything to be very clean.
You're also on the board for the Ohio Hemp Association, and this journey is a very exciting journey for you, I'm sure, and an educational piece to it, which is why I call my show Cannabis Talk A to Z, an Educational Odyssey. That Educational Odyssey is really what I wanted to name the show, an Educational Odyssey, Cannabis Talk. That's how I really wanted it, but it got switched to the other way around, and here we are 3 years later. And when I first started doing this program, I really didn't know. I had to do a lot of research and a lot of studying and a lot of courses and running around and going to different meetings because I didn't understand. I had a very bad example in my life from a friend who is a pothead, and I didn't understand the power of the plant. I was just jaded by my own personal story. And so Sanjay Gupta's pieces, Weeds 1, 2, and 3, were eye-openers for me. 6 years
ago. For a lot of people, I think. Oh, yeah, a lot of people.
It really, when I saw the children, when I saw that. And then recently, in the past few months, I got to meet with Ricky Lake, whose late husband's film, Weed the Peoples, which is just an extraordinary documentary. If you all have a chance to see it, I think it's on Netflix and many other outlets. And they follow these kids. And he died at the end of the project, unfortunately, but she took over and continued the filming. And it's a wonderful example of how the full plant is saving lives and how it affects the kids. And that's really so critical and so important. And that continuity and consistency in education are really missing, along with diversity in this industry, in my opinion. So I'd love for you to talk a little bit about that.
Well, you know, what's interesting is that a lot of people don't even know the history of hemp and that it used to be illegal for farmers not to grow hemp. And so we've been using hemp for thousands of years. So this is not a fad. This is not something that's going to go away in a couple of
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, I'm going to let you finish that story in just a moment. We're going to take a quick break. Give out the website as we go to break. We're talking today to Meredith Farrow, founder and CEO of Clean Remedies. And go ahead and give out the website.
It's www.cleanremedies.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-791-4478. 800-791-4478. 800-791-4478. That's 800-791-4478.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, we support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and we are in the middle of a conversation with Meredith Farrow, founder and CEO of Clean Remedies. And Clean Remedies has a great story, wonderful story. And for those of you that are just joining us, Meredith was just sharing with us how she launched this company and how she personally reached out to use CBD in her own issues. And also, Clean Remedies had a story about the personal tragedy of a beloved family member who committed suicide after being on antidepressants. And this is all connected, Meredith. It's all connected. And so your story is what I thrive on. I love these kinds of stories. I love these stories of people who are finding recovery and making it available for others. And it's a beautiful story. And we can't have enough, beautiful stories in life that have real endings like this. And so I want you to continue. You were sharing about the history of hemp.
Right. You know, there's so many people that will say that this is a fad. This is too good to be true. It's going to go away in a few years. And I truly feel that this is not a fad. This has been around for thousands of years. Our ancestors were using this and many other plants as well to help different ailments. And our farmers used to be required by law to grow hemp. And they would feed it to their chickens and their cows and pigs. And when you go to the farmer's market, you would be buying bacon, eggs, meat, and you would be receiving these cannabinoids in the form of your food. Once that was taken out of the food chain, we have been deprived of cannabinoids for 80-some years. And so that's one of the reasons people think that this is a miracle, amazing, because they haven't had cannabinoids in their entire lifetime. And we do have something called an endocannabinoid system. I refer to it as our mothership. If the mother ain't happy, no one's happy. And the mothership regulates your mood, your pain, your sleep, so many different things it regulates. And so you're helping to feed the endocannabinoid system cannabinoids and regulate everything. And a really cool fact that I didn't even know until a few years ago is that mother's breast milk has natural cannabinoids in it, and that's one of the reasons it's so wonderful for newborns.
Oh, I didn't know that either. Oh, that's
right,
so interesting.
Right.
Okay, so here we are. You're now, what's it like creating a brand and getting the word out? And by the way, CBD Remedies is one of the lines, and Clean Remedies is the company, and I love the name.
Well, thank you. Everything's clean about this line. Everything is, we feel that the majority of the population is starting to take note as to what they're putting inside their body and even what they're putting on top of their body. And people want more natural. People want more organic. And we will never compromise our morals, our values, in order to make a quick buck. And, for instance, even our topical gel, we went round and round and round with this, and we could have come out with something much sooner, but I didn't want any parabens in there. I didn't want any of those nasty ingredients that more and more research is showing is harmful. And so everything we come out with has to be clean and certified organic, not just organic, but certified organic.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And so where do you see, Meredith, where do you see us going in the next few years? And I know that the natural products industry and the people that formed the DSHEA are asking that CBD be classified as a dietary supplement and not a food. I know that that letter just went to Congress yesterday. And I know that the FDA heard arguments a few months ago this summer, on efficacies. And so you're in this space. You are part of the Ohio Hemp Association. Where do you see this going? And what do you want people to be wary of at this point?
You know, where this is going remains to be seen on the stance that the FDA takes. We're being very cautious with any type of food or drink. That's why you won't see Clean Remedies getting into that space. So that's a hard question to answer, but I do think there needs to be more regulation, and that's part of my job on the board of the Ohio Hemp Association. What people need to look out for, whether you're buying a Clean Remedies product or another product, is the first thing is the soil. That is the most important step of this whole process. If your soil is not USDA certified organic, you need to run to a different CBD company, because hemp is a bioaccumulator, and it will pull up any heavy metals, pesticides, any of those toxins that will pull up into the plant. And then you will either be smoking it or ingesting it. And so that's the first step, is the soil. The second is, what does the company stand for? You know, why did they get into this industry? There's a lot of people in this industry for the wrong reasons, and so I think it is very important to know the company's why. And then thirdly, I would look at the ingredients. There's no need to put so many ingredients in a tincture. We have the philosophy of the least amount of ingredients, the best. So we only have two ingredients in all of our tinctures, except our flavored tinctures do have three ingredients, because it does have the natural flavoring. But there's no need to be putting in other ingredients besides a carrier oil, your hemp extract, and then if you want a flavor, that's all you need are those two ingredients, and if you choose to have a flavor.
I'm so excited that there is a woman in the industry, a female, because there aren't a lot of you, I have to tell you. And I thank you so much, Meredith Farrow. Come back anytime. Your story is a wonderful story. And give us the website and how people can find your product and find out more about you and the story.
Great. Thank you for having me. And our website is www.cleanremedies.com.
Wonderful. And this has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Cannabis Show, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey.
from California, Illinois, New York, Georgia, or any of the other 39 states that charge state income tax? Does your state claim you owe them any amount of back taxes? Or have you not filed in years? Is your heart pounding because you know they're wrong or you just don't have the money? Don't fight the state income tax board alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you. The state is much more aggressive than the IRS in collecting taxes. They have the power to take your home, your car, your driver's and business licenses, even garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, and go after your spouse. Solve all your income tax problems permanently and keep more of your hard-earned money. Make this 100% guaranteed risk-free call right now.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Joining us now is the CEO of a brand new concept. And the concept is a company using, we've talked about industrial hemp on this program many times, but we haven't really gotten into it. And I'm so excited to have Derek Ensley with us because Derek is the CEO of Tentree, Tentree.com. Derek, welcome to the program and tell us a little bit about Tentree.
Yeah, thanks very much for having me. You know, Tentree is a lifestyle apparel brand that plants 10 trees for every item we sell. We plant trees all across the globe, everywhere from Madagascar to Senegal to Canada and the United States. And we use tree planting as a way to engage people with having a sustainable and a meaningful impact on the environment and the communities where we plant. So we started the brand about 7 years ago and have planted over 30 million trees to date. We've employed hundreds of people through the planting of these trees, and we've planted fruit trees, mangrove trees, all different types. We create the most sustainable product we can as well. We use recycled polyester, organic cotton, Tencel, and, why we're here to talk with you today as well. We use a lot of hemp product as well because it's a great fabric, that we use to create really sustainable product.
This is such a fascinating conversation. How long have you been using hemp?
So we started using hemp roughly about 2.5 years ago. We got connected with a really incredible manufacturer and grower of hemp products, and we were really excited about the opportunity to work it into our overall product assortment. So we've been doing it now for about 2.5 years.
And the fabrics that you're making and the products that you're making, tell us about them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the brand mission is to plant trees and create sustainable product. So, you know, every product we create has to have a really incredible sustainability story over conventional fabrics. With hemp in particular, we're creating a lot of different products, everything from fleece to T-shirts as well as hats. And we're in the early stages right now of working on some pants as well.
I didn't hear that last part. You're working on
some pants as well.
So you're using pants as well as regular tops, and I've had an opportunity to feel the products, and they're extraordinary. I want to go back to the conversation, though, of when you came up with the concept of giving back to this world with all of the trees, and your mission is how many trees do you want to plant?
Our objective is to plant 1 billion trees by 2030.
Did you say 1 billion?
1 billion with a B.
Yeah, you did. That's what I thought. I love this. That's why I wanted you on, because I just love when we talk about sustainability, Derek, we're not really understanding how powerful this plant is. And so do share with us what makes hemp so sustainable a material to utilize.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things that is really important to us as a brand is we believe in the being at the intersection of comfort and sustainability. We want to show that sustainability and comfort aren't mutually exclusive. So we do everything we can to create really quality product, but also product that feels really nice and will last and is durable. Hemp kind of came on our radar a few years ago when it was frankly at an earlier stage when, and a lot of people, I think, when they consider hemp from an apparel standpoint, they think of scratchy and rough fabric.
Yes.
And this is kind of the old hemp. It's the hemp that, frankly, was from, a decade ago, 10 years ago. And today, hemp is actually, you know, it can be processed in such a way. We have the machine and the technology now to really turn hemp into an incredible fabric that is as soft as something like cotton, but frankly more durable too because of how it gets processed and the type of fiber it is. And then, you know, frankly, from a sustainability standpoint, we won't step into any fabrics if we don't believe in the sustainability story that we can tell behind it. We transitioned all of our fabrics about 5 years ago to entirely sustainable, and frankly, what attracted us to hemp was the lack of pesticides that need to get used in the fabric. So it's a natural fiber, but when you compare it to something like cotton, which, you know, there's a lot of different numbers out there for how much of the global pesticide and insecticide
usage. Oh, God, it's scary. People think it's the fabric of your life. Yeah, it's the fabric of your life if you want cancer.
Well, it's, you know, the organic cotton movement has definitely done some wonders in that space. But generally speaking, hemp is this fabric that can be grown without the use of pesticides and insecticides. And then on top of that, it can be grown much more densely. It can be harvested as many as two times in a planting season, whereas cotton is traditionally only one. And as a result of all that, you can get a significantly higher yield with significantly less water. So, you know, as a fabric, you use less water, you use less chemicals, and you end up with a fabric that's ultimately more durable and has better longevity, which is, frankly, one of the biggest issues in the apparel industry is the sort of throwaway economy, people buying products that don't last and fall apart. So hemp does a great job of solving a bunch of different needs.
Was it a difficult sell for you to convince the board, your coworkers, that this was the way you wanted to take the company? And did you find that there was any stigma attached to making hemp products?
You know, no, is the short answer. I think we're really fortunate that we've pulled together a team of, frankly, very like-minded people that really believe in sustainability and believe in our ability to create product that doesn't hurt the environment. And hemp has been on our team's radar for a long time. The thing that, frankly, prevented us most from it was the availability of the fabric. A lot of people believe that hemp, you know, can grow faster, we can grow quicker than cotton. So why isn't it significantly cheaper? But the reality is there's significantly less hemp production happening, and to commercialize it is quite difficult. And we're really just starting to get into the world of commercializing hemp at a more mass scale. And then the other piece was the quality, because at the end of the day, our consumer, you know, as important as it is for our consumer to purchase something that's sustainable, they also want to look good and feel good in it. And so in the past, it kind of goes back to that idea of hemp being too scratchy and frankly too rough. We wanted to, if we came to market with hemp, we needed a product that we could sell and that people would be excited to wear.
And to think in 1937... they burned all of the hemp fields and put a prohibition against hemp. And here we are, all these years later, and a company like yours, Derek, is now using hemp to make your brand even stronger in many ways.
Absolutely. I mean, we're excited about the future of our hemp products in our hemp assortment. We really feel like it's a fabric that can weave into different types of materials, different wovens versus knits, you know, all different ends of the spectrum, jackets as well. And, you know, there's just a lot of really great properties about hemp. It's durable. It, you know, the environmental component, there's UV resistance. And frankly, it's, there's also some breathability and insulation properties that we're really excited about. So, I think the opportunities for hemp are growing, into exciting new areas.
We have to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment. We're talking about not the CBD that we ingest, but the plant that has this extraordinary shelf life. It's sustainable. It does so much for the environment, and that's exactly what Derek Emsley is doing as CEO of Tentree and his company. And we'll be back in a moment. Derek, what's the best website for people to find out more about you and the company?
Absolutely. You can find us at www.tentree.com, and there you'll find all of our assortment of product. You'll be able to search for the hemp product specifically, and frankly, all of our other sustainable products as well.
And we'll be back in a moment. Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey. Stay tuned.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-791-4478. 800-791-4478. 800-791-4478. That's 800-791-4478.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Welcome back, Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an Educational Odyssey. We're in a conversation today with, is it fair to say Derek Emsley was you were born to become involved in sustainable products? I mean, at 16 years of age, you and your brother founded a tree planting company that ultimately planted 150,000 trees while selling carbon offsets. I mean, you have been doing this for a very long time, and today you are CEO of a country called Ten Tree. You heard me. And how many trees have you already planted?
Yeah, we've planted over 30 million trees to date.
I just love this story. 30 million trees! Yay for you, Derek. I just love this. This is such a great story. And so, what is Ten Tree? It's a clothing line for adults, kids, men, women.
Yeah, so we call ourselves an outdoor lifestyle apparel brand. So we make everything from jackets to fleece to t-shirts to pants, you know, everything from hats to socks, head to toe kind of thing. So we create the whole gambit of apparel, and we use the most sustainable fabrics that we can find to do it.
Okay. And one of them is hemp, and that's why you're on today, because I wanted people to hear a real company, real story about how sustainable hemp really is. And it's a beautiful fabric. It feels wonderful, and it's very durable, as you were saying.
Absolutely. I mean, and it's getting better, too. I think that's important to understand. Hemp from 10 years ago, the hemp today is light years different from the hemp of 10 years ago, from a softness, a durability, the weaving techniques. Everything about it is a significantly different fabric. And we're working with our partners that are growing and manufacturing the hemp to create entirely new strains of hemp fabric that will be more lyocell based. They'll be more stretchy. They'll be softer and more silky and smooth. So we're working to create all different types of fabrics so that we can utilize hemp through different areas within our product assortment.
And was it the same sustainability story that had you want to use hemp?
That was what drew us to it initially. I think what we realized, first and foremost, nobody's going to buy a product strictly because it's sustainable, specifically apparel. People want product that looks good and feels good. So it was really about 3 years ago that we got introduced to a hemp fabric that we actually felt and all were excited about. It was a fabric that we knew we could turn into a product and we knew our customers would be excited about. So, you know, hemp is a huge area or a huge part of our assortment, and it's going to continue to be.
And what other ways is your company, Ten Tree, planning to utilize hemp in the future?
I think it's really going to come down to different types of products. There's pretty amazing opportunities in thicker hemp weaves to create things like jackets and workwear and pants, and things like that. You know, we're already using it in flannels. We're using it in t-shirts. We're using it in fleece products as well. It's really about now stepping into other areas and finding new and interesting ways to bring it to other product assortments. What I mentioned earlier about the lyocell fabric is something we're really excited about too, because it stretches the opportunity of where you can use hemp, because it turns it into a more silky and stretchy fabric that, you know, could be utilized in things like performance product and underwear. Mm-hmm.
You know, years ago you were talking about the quality of it. It was still not bad, but, you know, my friend Lynn Gordon, who owns French Meadow Bakeries and Cafes in Minneapolis, owned a bakery company that were sold in health food stores and markets across the country. It was very big, and at the trade shows, she featured a hemp seed bread, and was one of the first in the country with Dr. David Bronner and a few others that changed the way the states looked at hemp. And at the show, nobody knew that all of the jackets that they had, these little shirts and jackets, and every single one of them were handmade by hemp fabrics. And it was hard to get them. And do you know how much money each one of those... They were so expensive. I can't believe the money she spent. But she was really on a mission and felt that it was important for her and her crew to be wearing all products made of hemp.
You know, it's the price point is an interesting piece of the discussion too, because, you know, I've mentioned to you before, but I feel like a lot of people have the misconception that hemp is actually a really inexpensive fabric because of the properties of fast growth and the ability to harvest it quickly and turn it into a fabric. But the reality is that globally, the market for hemp hasn't commercialized yet to the extent that something like a cotton fabric has. So, you know, we're excited to see the market develop as well, because as the market develops, we'll be able to get a better price on that fabric, and we'll be able to pass those savings along to our consumer as well, and bring hemp to an even bigger customer base.
You know, it is expensive. I mean, it still is expensive when you get a piece of hemp product, but you were just saying it lasts a very long time. I still have a nightgown that I got years ago at the trade show, one of my trade shows. I mean, I still have it. It doesn't wear out.
I think that's a huge issue in general in today's sort of fast fashion economy, is that people are building products to be disposable, and there's a huge issue in the apparel industry around the disposability of products. But frankly, one of the things that we really believe that layers into our sustainability mission is that we have to create durable products that last a long time, and hemp allows us to do that.
Well, we're so thrilled you came on to educate us about the industrial use of hemp and your mission, 10 trees, to plant all of these trees is extraordinary. Congratulations, Derek. It really is such a wonderful mission. Derek Emsley, CEO of 10 Tree, and it's 10tree.com, TENTREE.com. Thank you for all you're doing, and we'd love to continue this conversation with you.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate you having me on. We're excited about the product. We're excited about the fabric. And I think you can expect to see new and interesting things from 10 Tree in the future in the hemp space.
Awesome. And we'll be back next time. Thanks for listening. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. Make it a great day. And
are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.